All right, guys. We have coming up next Joe Gennaro.
Thank you guys for being here. Obviously, everyone came to the planetarium for us. We are the Nerdalogs. My name is Joe, and I'm going to tell you something about me. I'm a bathroom reader. I always have been. Comic books, puzzle books, book books. Just helps me relax, helps me get the job done. A few years ago, I was at a friend's apartment. And this was right after the Chicago Blackhawks won their first of three recent Stanley Cup championships. Yeah, I think we're all kind of a fan of them, right? And I was at a friend's house, and I found myself in his bathroom with a Time Out Chicago within reach. So I reached for it. And this was also like less than 2 years after I had moved to the city. So I was still getting used to the idea of a magazine just about the city that you live in. That was pretty cool. So I was flipping through it, and I remember coming to an article about the totality of Chicago sports. And it began, I'm paraphrasing, but not by much, something like, you know, it can be really tough being a Chicago sports fan. Other than the 1985 Chicago Bears, Michael Jordan's six championships in the 90s, the White Sox World Series in 2005, and the Blackhawks' recent championship, Chicago has had to put up with a lot of mediocrity. The article then went on to talk about how all of the Chicago sports teams have had stretches of middling results when they weren't busy being the best in the world at their respective sport. I hail from Cleveland. Land of Drew Carey and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Our Cuyahoga River has caught fire, not once, not twice, but 13 times. 13 times! We are a town with, well, what is actually a world-renowned academic hospital that specializes in cardiovascular disease, which is actually pretty cool. We also have a restaurant called Melt that serves deep-fried mac and cheese. So I think that hospital is more a necessity than a bonus. If that same article had been written in a magazine about Cleveland sports, which, sure, let's pretend that magazine exists, it would have been very different. Cleveland has had so many bad sports moments, and they have all been so bad that we had to give them names. We gave them one-word names. You know, it can be really tough to be a Cleveland sports fan. Other than the drive, the move, the shot, the decision, we've been lucky enough to experience some mediocrity. Now, you might not know what all of those are, but trust me, they are bad. The world of Cleveland sports has been so full of blunders, missteps, and tragically bad luck that it is unfathomable that it exists on the same planet as other sports towns like, I don't know, New York or Chicago. You see, Cleveland has a very storied sports history. Storied, but not celebrated. Cleveland has gone 51 years without a championship of any kind. That's a total of 144 professional seasons across four major sports, the longest current streak of any U.S. city, since we were last the best at something other than creating flammable water. 13 times! 13 times! The monument that stands tallest and proudest in our land of failures has to be the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is just a football town, much in the same way that Sleepy Hollow is just an enchanted village. We eat, drink, bleed, and breathe brown and orange. Although the Browns did just unveil a new, much-hyped logo, which is actually just a different shade than it was before, so we bleed a much oranger orange. The Browns were the last team of any kind to win a championship for Cleveland in 1964, which was closer in time to the discovery of Pluto in 1930 than it is today. Now, if any of you are knowledgeable football fans, and we're at the planetarium, so I'm assuming most of you are, you may be thinking, but Joe, the Cleveland Browns have never won a Super Bowl. You'd be right, and please stop saying that. Despite the fact that Cleveland won eight 8 league championships. Their final one was 2 years before the first Super Bowl. It was the same thing. It was just called different. It was the same thing. In the 80s, the Browns were on the short end of both the drive and the fumble. Both against the Denver Broncos, both in the playoffs, both in back-to-back years. Then our owner, the same owner who fired our namesake Hall of Fame coach Paul Brown, who then in turn said, screw you, and went on to make the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, that owner. He announced halfway through the 1995-1996 season that he was going to be moving the team to Baltimore so he could have the taxpayers out there build him a stadium. The name stayed in Cleveland, but the team moved to Baltimore in 1996. They became the Ravens. The Browns came back in 1999. The Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2000. And 2010. Go Browns. Cleveland actually hosted an NHL team for two seasons in the 70s, the Cleveland Barons. They lost nearly twice as many games as they won, then went broke and merged with the Minnesota North Stars, who then went broke and moved to Dallas, where they won a Stanley Cup in 1999. Congratulations, go Browns. The Cleveland Indians have two World Series titles to their names, one in 1920 and one in 1948. Pretty much the only stuff to happen since then is Willie Mays made the catch against us in the 1954 World Series. The Charlie Sheen movie Major League came out in 1989. And we lost a heartbreaker in the World Series in 1997 to the Florida Marlins. That has since been dubbed Game 7. And really, that's about it that's happened with the Indians. So, go Browns. The Cavaliers have represented our most recent and our most real chance for our city to secure a championship of any kind. For a long time, the Cavs were not good. They came into the league in 1970 and never made an appearance to the finals until 2007. Do you remember Jordan's The Shot? Jordan over Elo? Elo was a Cavalier. We had LeBron, then he left, the decision. Then he came back, the return. Now, of course, LeBron is a polarizing figure. He's the most dominant player in the league right now, an unstoppable force that is changing the dynamics of not just the game, but how players conduct themselves. He's created a lot of animosity from fans of other teams who would be feeling very different if he was feeling their uniform. Yeah, I said that right. Chicago, can you even imagine what it's like to have one player making everybody else so salty? Chicago, can you imagine? By the way, it was really nice of you guys to let the Houston Rockets win two NBA championships while MJ was retired and shooting Space Jam. So Cleveland, yeah, this is way more important. So Cleveland might be close, but we're not there yet. And we haven't been for a long, long time. Cleveland has not been as lucky as other towns, like Chicago. Since I've moved here and read that article, there have been another two championships. And I do not begrudge this city. I am very happy for you. And I'm glad I got to see up close what a positive impact that this can have on a city's pride. All I can hope is that at some point in my life, I am lucky enough to see a group of 20 and 30-something-year-old millionaires triumph and bring back a piece of hardware to the city that they are paid to wear on the front of their work shirts. That is the city I am from. That is the city my family is from. The city whose river has caught on fire 13 times. Go Browns!
Joe, I feel like you really need a hug, man. Not for me, though. I don't associate with Clevelanders. All right, guys. Coming up next, I only hug winners. That's right. That's super nice.